Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Street Supervisor Jason Ettenier about pothole repair. City of Indianola currently in the process of fixing everyone's favorite thing, potholes. Just kind of give us an update on what the potholes are like this year compared to in past years.
From a professional perspective, I personally don't feel that the potholes are any different per se as far as volume of potholes that we see on a normal road mile or neighborhood type of a situation. What's unique about this year is the fact that they all came at once. They kind of like when the mushrooms come here in a couple weeks, they all just pop out one day they're there, and that seems to be what happened here in Indianola with the potholes. Looking across the scope of the city where we're still struggling with the most potholes would be in the asphalt type streets, the ones that have been overlaid, and the seal coat streets. They took it the hardest because of the extreme hot and cold over the course of 24 hours, 48 hours. The extreme temperature swings seem to cause it the hardest. Out on the concrete streets, we're seeing what I would consider to be a normal amount of potholes, normal size of potholes that's applicable elsewhere. And they seem to just all come on at once, though, which is why everybody's seeing them with a higher frequency than we would normally see.
Well, and how has the city of Indianola gone about, or at least where are they at in terms of fixing what potholes they need to fix at this point?
Starting late last week, on the 7th of March, we've had at least one crew out daily, and all this week we've attempted to do two or even three crews out daily working on this. Teams of two, using a loader, using our pothole warmer machine, anything like that, in order to get out there and get this material placed. We are using a cold mix asphalt due to the temperatures and such. One of the things that I know we had folks out there calling here even 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago about potholes, we had to wait for the temperature to get up. It's hard to do it when it's 20 below zero and there's ice in the bottom of the hole. So we did get behind thanks to Mother Nature, but we're playing catch up right now. Throughout this week, we've laid down approximately 12 ton of product, which is a lot considering that's done with a shovel, if you would. So you're looking at 10 pounds of shovel load, like that type of a deal. And I would say the average pothole, I polled my guys that are out there in the field, the average pothole is probably taking 20 pounds of material. So that's a lot of potholes when you start adding up. And that really is a lot of, this is a very manual labor intensive type of a repair.
Well, just kind of talk about how change of temperature compared to the snow, then all of a sudden we get a lot of rain and there's flood warnings. Talk about the damage that does to roads.
My opinion on that temperature thing is what people forget about what destroys our roads isn't people driving on them, isn't the semis driving on them, isn't us running the blades over them, it's the water. And the water is what causes that problem. I personally have a theory that brine, some of the cities in the metro area that are seeing a lot more and a lot larger potholes, they're the cities that use a lot of the brine, where we use a rock salt and sand mixture. Whether I'm right or wrong on that, I think there is some merit to that. But anytime you get that crack or that gap in these streets and that material starts to soak in, and then tonight it gets 30 below, boom, that's going to pop. That's going to create that crack, and that's going to just increase. And then as the traffic comes over, it grinds it and breaks it repeatedly. And I think that you're going to see probably for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to start seeing a lot more of these starting to show up, probably not as many as what's currently out there. We won't see a double in population of potholes, but we'll still see some more. Then once we bring the street sweeper out here the first week of April and they get out there with that machine and they start uncovering some of these the edge lines of the streets and stuff, we're going to find even more that'll come through. So our plan of attack, like I shared here a few minutes ago, we've got crews out that are doing the job, that are getting the material into the holes, getting the product out there. And then what we'll do, we're doing a first pass. Let's get the big ones, the obvious ones taken care of. And there will be at least an additional pass through this community, if not two more passes through. Obviously, those will be a faster pass through because the bulk will be done. But this is kind of one of those processes that I would say between now and the 1st of May, we'll have 99% of them taken care of by then if Mother Nature cooperates with us.
If I notice a pothole on a street, how should I get in contact and what should I do in terms of letting the streets department know?
A very simple way you can go is go on the city's website, and there's a section on there where you can submit questions to the city. Just go on that, click through that. There's a drop down that'll talk about potholes / street repairs. You can go ahead and just type in the address of where you see an immediate issue type of deal. Or worst case scenario, feel free to go ahead and call down here to the shop and leave the message here at the shop. 962-5292 is the number, and we'll go ahead and get that message and proceed. That's the easiest way to get out there to us and get the message, though, is through that website of logging on there. So we may not respond to your phone call right away and tell you we're coming out to get it, but we try to get out to those requests within 24 hours and get them filled. So that way you can see that's being handled that way.
Thanks to Jason Ettenier for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.